is K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. K-A-Y-T. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
Chapter 15 and verse 13 simply says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. May the Lord bless his word, and you may be seated in his presence. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. But just a little while, I want to speak from this subject. No greater love. No greater love. I was going to talk to you about how sweet it is to be loved by Jesus. But some of you might take off into another direction. And I want to keep the focus for a moment on the fact that there is no greater love that Jesus Christ himself speaks of than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. My brothers and sisters, when we begin to recognize the fact that John also records in the third chapter, in the 16th verse, for God so loved the world, listen, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But then when you back up to the first chapter, you begin to see that it was being set up to demonstrate Jesus, this wonderful gift of God, because verse 1 of the first chapter of John says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. 2 says, the same was in the beginning with God. Verse 3 says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Verse 4 says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Verse 5 says, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. 6, 7, 8, and 9 talks about John, so I'm going to skip that and go to bed. Goes back to talking about Jesus. He was in the world, verse 10, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Verse 11 says, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. 12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. even to them that believe on his name. Verse 13 says, which were not born of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. 14 says, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And my brothers and sisters, it's important to recognize all of this is stated about Jesus, and Jesus himself is saying in this 13th verse, greater love hath no man than this. Listen, I want you to see something, because he says this and he is speaking about himself, and he's talking about the prophetic work that he's going to do on Calvary, how he's going to die and lay down his life so that he could pay the awesome ransom for the penalty of our sins that we could not do ourselves and bring us into a right relationship with the Father. But he has to first establish who he is. That's why John 1:15-1 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Verse 2 says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Verse 3 says, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Verse 4 says, abide in me. Listen, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. 5 says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, he can do nothing. 6 says, if a man abide not in me, listen, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. 7 says, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. 8 says, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. 9 says, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. But 10 says, if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. 11 says, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. 12. And then 13 says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Now look at what he said in 14. Ye are my friends. Ye do whatsoever I command. 15 says, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. 16 says, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. Listen, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. 17. These things I command you. Love ye one another. And then he shifts gears. He says, if the world hates you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. 19 said, if you were in the world would love his own. But because ye are not in the world or of the world, but because I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, that the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. Listen, if they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, listen, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the things which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. 26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me, and ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. Give him praise and glory in his word. Thus saith the Lord. The doors of the church are open. I can't say it any better than Jesus said it. The doors are open. No greater love than the love of Jesus, who gave himself. I'm going to ask, if you don't have to leave, please don't walk out the doors until we're through. The benediction is the final blessing of the service. You don't want to miss your final blessing. You don't want to leave when the Spirit of the Lord is moving and somebody's about to make a decision. The doors are open. Who could love you more than Jesus? As much as mother loves you, as much as father loves you, mother and father could not together love you more than Jesus. Who can love you more than Jesus? Not your husband, not your wife, not your children, not your significant other, not your best friend, no one. You can't even love yourself better than Jesus loves you. And see, when you get to know him and know his words, he said, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. He comes to make life worth living, both on this side and on the other side. He came to make it right with you and the Father. He came to take out the middle wall, the partition that separated you from God the Father. He came to make you one with God at the cost of laying down his life. What? Love. What manner of love is this? That even nature, the seas, the winds, they all obey him. Is there one today who will say, Lord, I trust you. I trust you. I trust you because you loved me so much that you left heaven and all of its immortal glories to come and take on the form of human flesh and live and die and rise from the dead and walked among us for 40 days and to heaven, and 10 days later sent down the Holy Ghost, all for me. That's love. That's love. I would not let this day pass by if I did not have that kind of love in my life. When Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You see, if you have Jesus, when you close your eyes on this side, you'll open them again on the other side. Because John 11 and 25 says, I am the resurrection and the life. So that's one of the joys of knowing that when you die in the Lord, that you're not dead and done. It's good to know that though he gives us earthly shepherds, he's the good shepherd. John 10 and 11 says, I am the good shepherd. Sometimes in this world you get lost and you don't know your way in. You don't know your way back to God. But John 10, 9 says, I am the door. You can come through me. But maybe you've gotten lost in these dark places of sin and you've gotten confused and you can't see your way. John 9, 35 says, I am the light of the world. And if there's anybody who's hungry and you hunger for the bread of life, the real bread, the bread that your soul will never hunger for anything else but that living bread. Jesus said in John 6:35, I am the bread of life. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Is there another today? That's love. No matter who you are, what you are, what you've done, how far you've fallen, where you are in life, Jesus makes himself available to you. He didn't come to judge you. Not now. He came to justify you. He came to pick you up and to turn you around, to clean you up and out and to make you worthy to walk before God and your fellow men circumspectly. Is there another? Oh, bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, this is your time. That's not how the story ends. He didn't just die. Yes, he's coming again. Oh, bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. My brother, my sister, the Spirit of the living God is speaking to you. Come on, glory to God. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Don't miss this opportunity. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. If he's calling you, get up right now. Say, Lord, I hear you. And I want what you have for me. I want the best that's waiting for me. The best is before me and not behind me. I'm glad you'll restore what the canker worm has eaten up. I'm trusting you, God. Is there another? Is there another? Is there another? Glory to God. Come on now, come on. I believe God's gonna call you. I believe he's gonna show you. I believe he's gonna lead you. I believe he's gonna bless you. Come on, this is your time. This is your time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Whoa, hung him high, stretched him wide, hung his head. For me he died. Oh, such a sweet love. Yeah, that's not how. I'm glad my Lord went away, but he's coming again. That's love. Give the Lord a hand of praise if you will. No, give the Lord a hand of praise if you will. Hallelujah.
Ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Magazine. Stay tuned and focused, and let words of life ministered to you by our pastor, Altonio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
What he wants is you to act out in the flesh. He wants you to cuss. He wants you to act a fool, throw a tantrum. He wants you to talk about other folks when they talk about you. He wants you to tell their business when they told all your preaching here. But God said, if you just submit to me, I'll help you to resist this devil, and this devil will flee from you. Devil. The evil. Devil. Whatever the evil is in your life, if you submit to God and don't run with the evil. See, we try. We're going to slay things with the evil sometimes and then run back to God other times. But God is saying you can't slap hands with the God other and not get to say you can't. You can't slap hands with something other. The Bible says and not get to say you can't. You can't slap hands with something other. Your mouth's messed up. Because you don't have your eyes of understanding open. Amen. And you don't see what the enemy is trying to do. He said, resist the devil and he will what? Flee from you. Amen. We have to resist him. Once you surrender to God and submit to his will, he surrounds you. Amen. And so God builds a fence around you once you submit. God puts a fence around you, or better yet, he boards you up with his grace. He's your fortress. That's why David said, the Lord is my fortress. He's my strength. He's my salvation. Amen. He said, the Lord, he says in Psalm 91, he talks about how he hides under his shadow of his wing. Amen. He talks about how it's a secret place. And so if it's a secret place, that means the enemy don't know where you are. He don't know what your mind really is. He don't know what you intend to do. All he sees is that you exist. He don't know what's going on in your life because Jesus has hid you. Come on. The Bible said that our life ought to be what? Hidden in Christ. And if my life is hidden in Christ, they can't identify what I'm up to. They don't know what God is about to do in my life. That's why sometimes you just pop up blessed. When they saw you last, you wasn't doing too good. When they saw you last, they thought you were going to throw in the towel. When they saw you last, they thought it was over for you. Come on, tell somebody. They thought it was over for me. But I popped up blessed. Come on, any of the word of God in the pop-ups. See, that's the problem. Many of us, it's just like your computer, you got pop-up blockers. And some of you need to turn that setting off on yourself. You need to say, let me turn that off so I can get my pop-ups. See, there's something that's just going to pop up in your life. You may not know it's coming, but God said, I designed it to just pop up. Come on and say amen. What does it really mean to pop up? Just like resurrection. I know you thought I was dead, but here I am. I popped up. Come on. Somebody say amen in here. I don't know about you, but even if you go to a point to where you're so sick you don't know what to do, guess what? You can pop up again. I can get up from this mess. I can get up from the sickness because the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord